Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is the Hijrah, or the migration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah. He is the one who is the praiseworthy, and He is the one who protects. And it is by His grace that He's allowed us to witness the beginning of the new Hijri year. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah. And I bear witness that our Master and our Prophet, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the Messenger of Allah. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him, upon his family, his companions, and all of those who follow him in the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us in the Quran by saying, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah and be with the people of truth. Ayyuhal mu'minun, O believers. Once again, we congratulate you on the arrival of the new Hijri year, for it is a year that carries within it profound lessons of faith and noble spiritual meanings. And in today's khutbah, we want to focus on the lesson that the Hijrah holds for us in companionship and love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and specifically the love and companionship that was beautifully manifested in the example of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with him. And so we begin our khutbah by focusing on how, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed Abu Bakr of the migration, Sayyidina Abu Bakr immediately responded by saying, As-suhba ya Rasulullah, your companionship, O Messenger of Allah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Suhba. In other words, he was saying, your companionship. And then Aisha radiallahu anha later said, فَوَاللَّهِ مَا شَعَرْتُ أَنَّ أَحَدًا يَبْكِي مِنَ الْفَرَحِ حَتَّى رَأَيْتُ أَبَا بَكْرٍ يَبْكِي يَوْمَئِذٍ فَرَحًا. She said, By Allah, I never knew anyone could weep from joy until I saw Abu Bakr, who's her father, weeping that day out of happiness. So brothers and sisters, this was a demonstration of his love. And it was as if his entire preoccupation on that journey was the fact that he had the sohbah, the companionship of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he knew that journey ahead was filled with danger, and yet his eyes were overfilled with joy by the fact that he was going to be with his beloved. And so we find that even on that journey itself, his entire preoccupation was for his beloved, such that as the journey commenced and during the journey, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, he said, مَا لَكَ تَمْشِي سَاعَةً بَيْنِ يَدَيْ وَسَاعَةً خَلْفِي. Why is it that at times you walk ahead of me and at times you're walking behind me? And so Sayyidina Abu Bakr responded by saying, أَذْكُرُ الطَّلَبَ فَأَمْشِي خَلْفَكَ ثُمَّ أَذْكُرُ الرَّصَدَ فَأَمْشِي بَيْنِ يَدَيْكَ. He said, I remember that there are people pursuing you, and so I walk behind you. But then when I think of people who may ambush you ahead, I walk in front of you. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then asked him, he said, Ya Abu Bakr, لو كان شيئا أحببت أن يكون بك دوني. He said, Oh Abu Bakr, if something was to happen, would you love that it would happen to you rather than to me, i.e. of some kind of hardship or disaster or some kind of affliction? And he responded by saying, Naam, walladhi ba'athaka bilhaq. Yes, by the one who sent you with the truth. This was his love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was a love of preferring the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to even his own self. And this love was so infused in his heart that when they reached the cave, when they were As they were on the hijrah, they initially retreated to the cave as a way of seeking refuge. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was with Sayyidina Abu Bakr in the cave, Sayyidina Abu Bakr said, "Makanaka ya Rasulullah hatta astabri'a laka al-ghar." He said, "Stay where you are, O Messenger of Allah, until I inspect the cave for you." And so he inspected the cave for any harmful animals and snakes and so on. And so his whole purpose was always to save and to protect his beloved. And it said that it reached a point where the trackers who were tracking them down reached the very mouth of the cave. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr said that, "Lo anna ahaduhum nadhara tahta qadamayhi la'absarana." He said, if one of them were to only look beneath their feet, they would have seen us. And it said that it was at this point, as a way of assuring Sayyidina Abu Bakr that the protection of Allah was there, the Prophet ﷺ said to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, he said, "Ma dhannuka ya Abu Bakr bithnaini Allahu thalithuhuma." He said, "What do you think, O Abu Bakr, of two whose third is Allah?" And this is a way of saying that when Allah is with a person and Allah is with a group, then that protection suffices. And now in this reference to the two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so loved this demonstration of companionship of Sayyidina Abu Bakr to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his revelation in Surah At-Tawbah does not distinguish between the two. For he says, فَقَدْ نَسَرَهُ اللَّهُ إِذْ أَخْرَجَهُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا ثَانِيَ اثْنَيْنِ إِذْ هُمَا فِي الْغَارِ. He said, for Allah did in fact support him, i.e. the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the disbelievers drove him out of Mecca, and he was, Allah says, ثَانِيَ اثْنَيْنِ إِذْ هُمَا فِي الْغَارِ, the two while they're in the cave, one of the two whilst they were in the cave. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not distinguishing between the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr in so far as their love and Sayyidina Abu Bakr's love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had so intertwined him, and it was a recognition of that. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in that verse, and continuing in Surah At-Tawbah, he says, إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. In that, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to his sahib, i.e. Sayyidina Abu Bakr, لا تحزن, do not despair. Indeed, Allah is with us. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to say, فَأَنزَلَ اللَّهُ سَكِينَتَهُ عَلَيْهِ وَأَيَّدَهُ بِجُنُودٍ لَمْ تَرَوْهَا. And that Allah then sent down his tranquility upon them and supported them with forces that you could not see or cannot be seen. And so, brothers and sisters, this is a sign of how it is to be devoted and to be in love for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how this trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about a support from forces we could never otherwise understand. And the narrations say that thereafter they continued their journey, and Sayyidina Abu Bakr continues to say that we traveled throughout the entire night until the heat of midday arrived. And then we came upon a large rock that cast some shade. And then Sayyidina Abu Bakr says, I said, قُلْتُ نَمْ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, rest, O Messenger of Allah. So here we can see here, look at another demonstration of love, in that Sayyidina Abu Bakr traveled the whole night with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they arrived at a point where the heat of midday is there, and the natural human desire should be to rest. But here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the one who Sayyidina Abu Bakr then gives preference to and makes him rest. He said, Ya Rasulullah, you rest. And he did not choose rest from himself. Rather, he goes on to say that he went out and he found a shepherd. And then he asked the shepherd, he said, will you milk for me? And then the shepherd said, yes. And then he brought the milk to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, And then he said, which is an amazing thing, right? This is what Sayyidina Abu Bakr narrates about the Prophet ﷺ drinking the milk. He said, فَشَرِبَ حَتَّى رَضِيتُ. He said, he drank, i.e. the Prophet ﷺ drank the milk until I was satisfied. Allahu Akbar. What a demonstration of love. Here Sayyidina Abu Bakr is saying that the Prophet ﷺ's rest was more important for him. That's what he wanted. Then here Sayyidina Abu Bakr is saying he went and got the milk and he brought it to the Prophet ﷺ. And then he gave that milk to the Prophet ﷺ so he could drink it so that Sayyidina Abu Bakr could become satisfied. I mean, subhanAllah, this is a demonstration, brothers and sisters, of the nature of sincere love, in that the lover does not find comfort and contentment except in the well-being of the beloved. So brothers and sisters, let us be lovers of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let us strive to emulate some of this love as demonstrated by Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And the ulama say that Sayyidina Abu Bakr did not precede in rank anyone else in this ummah, that he has the highest of ranks in this ummah, not because of outward deeds, but because of something that fell in his heart, a love that came in his heart. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The narrations say that when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered Medina, one of his companions, Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik, said, "Adha'a minha kullu shay." Everything in it became illuminated. So let us be of those whose hearts become illuminated by our attachments to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the nature of love, brothers and sisters, is what made the Sahaba the Sahaba. This is why they became people who could change nations. They became people who altered the course of humanity itself. And one of the descriptions that they say about the Sahaba, they say, مَا رَأَيْتُ أَحَدًا يُحِبُّ أَحَدًا كَحُبِّ أَصْحَابِ مُحَمَّدٍ مُحَمَّدًا. That one of them said that they never saw anyone loved by others the way the companions of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved him. So brothers and sisters, one of the things we can take from the Hijrah, and it has many, many lessons, but we can take this lesson in the nature of love, true love, because true love gives rise to emulation, commitment, sacrifice, ithar, putting someone before oneself. And this is the big example of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, in that he gave everything he had, himself, his family, his wealth, to the service of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill our hearts with some of this love. May He renew our attachment to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a way of love, loyalty, and faithful emulation. I say these words of mine and I seek Allah's forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek His forgiveness, for He's the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.